So how's that? That's how we're going to start.
Huh?
That's how we're going to start.
Yep, that's it.
Mick Price trying to Wally Pitt me back in the studio. I see how that works.
I like how he did that to you because you started talking and he just rolled right into the update, Josh. You just got Wally Pitt.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he did a better job than you.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so. He did, Ryan.
Mick normally works in the afternoons. And so I've heard him, you know, he takes over at 2 and boom, he's off and running.
Yeah.
And apparently 6 a.m. is the same thing.
I like the aggressive nature, though, man. That's how you get a job in radio. You go out and you grab it and you take it and you own it. And Mick Price just did that today. Nick's going to be a big part of this show moving forward.
I might have taken down another guy who did that at one point in time. But anyway, we're out at Rally House 97th and Quivira this morning as we get set for, I don't know, kind of a big game.
Yeah,
we're
a little
tailgate
bit
today. So we're inviting everyone out. The parking lot already starting to fill up today. As we get set for this huge matchup with a huge tailgater.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to what's going to go on today. I got here early today. I got up at 3:37 this morning, guys. And I don't know if you guys were anticipating this and having, you know, the restless night's sleep. I know, Ryan, you packed NyQuil into your system
last night.
I did.
But I woke up out of bed like it was the first day of school. So
yeah,
I was very excited.
I did. I was the same way.
I laid my clothes out on the floor before the night. It was nice.
I had it all ready to go. And I got a text at 3:37 from our friend Matt Stewart over at Channel 4. This morning, saying I'll be there with you guys this morning. I'm like, well, I might as well get out of bed and get ready to go now. And so I did that, got dressed, rolled over to Dunkin', grabbed donuts for everybody, and got here about 4:45. And the Nothing But Noise bus with Tim and Jeff, who flew in last night from Denver to be here for this tailgate event today. An Optimus Chiefs fan is out there as well. They were here at like 4:45 in the parking lot, getting set up and getting ready to go. I'm like,
those
man,
guys
you guys
costumes
are early.
Are awesome, by the way.
They're fantastic. What do you mean costumes? I don't.
Is that daily workwear.
Is that like calling it like, you know, a doll instead of an action figure? Is that what I just did?
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, that's their daily clothes. I don't know what you're talking about, man. So they are ready to roll.
I've never seen the one dude without face paint.
Right, Tim?
Tim.
Yeah.
He had it in his ears. It was going into his ears.
I don't know what his actual – I think that's his actual face. I don't think that – I've seen him without
a tattoo.
Yeah. So here's an interesting story. There's a Chiefs fan, a gal down in Tampa, Florida, who was supposed to fly up, and Tim was going to pick her up at the airport last night. Never met her before, but they've become friends from Chiefs fans on Facebook. Was going to pick her up at the airport last night. She realized she booked the wrong dates of the flight for like 2 weeks from now because the fare was so low. She got in the car and started driving up here. She's in Nashville right now. She just said, well, screw it. I'm still coming. I'm getting in the car and I'm driving. And so she made it from Tampa to Nashville through the night. So she's now on the other side of Nashville, headed into Kansas City. And that just tells you how fired up fans are, not just in Kansas City, but all over the place. If you are a Chiefs fan, this is the day you've been looking forward to for so long. And I know there's been a lot of sleepless nights in Kansas City. I know there's been a lot of sleepless nights by a lot of Chiefs fans, including us. Like, we're ready to get this thing going on Saturday afternoon, but more importantly, get it going here on Friday morning at Rally House at 97th and Quivira, where we've got food, we've got a DJ in the parking lot now has shown up. We've got all kinds of free wings, and former Chiefs players will be here as well throughout the morning. So.
And I'm
this
pretty
is the
sure every local TV station is here.
We got
right
4,
now.
We got 5, and we got 9 here today. So, like,
it's
everybody's
kind of a big deal.
Here. Yeah, everybody's here hanging out. And I think there's going to be a TV crew from Indianapolis who wanted us to be here at 3 o'clock this morning for them.
Yeah, that was no dice.
I was not going to get there at
3. I was not having that.
There are limits.
You know,
there are limits.
We like you guys, but not at 3 o'clock in the morning. So if you want the place to be Friday before you head to work, it is Rally House at 97 the Quivira. You'll have an opportunity to win $250 from Ticket Boat for tickets for this week. Weekend's game. Warren Moon will be here presented by Rainer Garage Doors at 8. We've got donuts. We've got wings beginning at 7. Tailgate Ted setting up in the parking lot. He's going to grill. Ralph's going to have the burnt end chili going. We got a peanut butter pie. I mean, like, the day can't get any better.
I'm very much looking forward to this peanut butter pie, by the way.
I am too. And Pocket Sage has been brought as well. We've got the Pocket Sage.
As many of you know, we went and saged Arrowhead earlier this week. This was not exactly the contraption we came
Bob
up with.
Bob went and bought it out of, like, the herb department at the grocery store.
Yeah.
There was a lot of discussion whether or not Bob should bring sage again this morning. This is not exactly – this is the grocery store version of the the drive-by version we purchased to take out to Arrowhead.
Yeah, I'm sure you can make some lovely meatballs with that, but it's not what we need to do to get rid of
I mean, I'm sure
spirits.
This burns just fine. But
well, it's
got to
dry out first, Josh. This is still a little moist.
That's true.
Well,
Bob just wanted to roll his own with that, is what
well,
it is.
Well, yeah, see, I got my own sage here.
You got to break it up and everything.
I had no idea there were different types of sage, so.
That looks more like
sounds good.
Mistletoe.
It does look like mistletoe.
It smells a lot better than the crap we burnt the other day.
I would imagine. So, yes, if nothing else, we will not stink up Rally House. But come out and join us, 97 The Quivira, throughout the morning today. Go tailgate outside as we get set for this matchup. The weather's going to wait.
The weather's not coming.
So, I mean, maybe after the tailgate and before the kickoff.
Right.
But there may be a lot of weather in between that time, but everything else looks great. As the week has gone on, I mean, I've gotten in that mode.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about Tuesday, like, let's get a game going. And this gets closer and closer. And one of the reasons I want to get the game going, because it doesn't look like, the quote-unquote doesn't look like a 1-6.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a 1-6. And I want to just play this game and forget all the chatter going on surrounding this one, right?
Well, there is a lot of chatter. And I told you guys as the week goes on, you're going to start looking at ESPN and NFL Network and all these other national folks. And they're all going to be picking the Colts. You know
yes,
it. And,
definitely.
And or if they're not picking the Colts, they're like, oh, I don't know. It's too tough to call. This is going to be a 10-point win for the Chiefs, because we see this happen all the time where we overhype the opponent, where we think too much about the opponent. We get out of our own mindset and realize what got us here. And what got us here is the best quarterback right now in the NFL. The MVP quarterback in the National Football League got us here. And this guy can make plays. This guy can do things that we have not seen before in Kansas City. And he does amazing things in almost every single game. And so that's what I'm looking at, man. It's a different era of Chiefs football right now. This isn't your same old Chiefs. This isn't, oh, let's pick the Colts because the Chiefs can't win at home. The Chiefs ultimately have the best player on the field. They have probably the top three on the field with Pat Mahomes, with Tyreek Hill, and with Travis Kelce. I think the three best players in the game play for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think that's going to be the difference. And I think by the time 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter rolls around, this game's over and we're celebrating at Arrowhead on Saturday.
I do have to laugh because it's gotten to the point already with the quarterback that they're searching, like what can we say that Pat Mahomes can't do?
Oh yeah, the searching last night was outstanding.
He hasn't given you much to go on.
Right.
I get it, right? He's all you can say is, well, he's young.
Yeah,
he's never been through it before, and I say, yeah, he hasn't. He hasn't.
Right.
Okay, but what's the prerequisite?
You know who didn't go through it ever before? Kurt Warner never went through it before when he won a Super Bowl in 1999. Well, he was bagging groceries at the Hy-Vee 3 weeks ago, and here he is
if
in the Super Bowl.
If your team's good and it's in that spot, who cares?
Yeah, I'm tired of the experience, because this has become, as we've talked about for so long now, a young league. I mean, you're phasing out the middle-aged dudes in the National Football League. You've got the older guys like the quarterbacks, the high-priced guys, and then you've got young guys. There are no middle-aged guys from years 5 to years 8 around the National Football League. So there's a lot of people who don't have experience that are doing things for the first time. I mean, we can make the same things said about Andrew Luck and be like, look, this guy is a guy who has battled injury. We didn't know if he was ever going to come back from injury. This is his first postseason since the surgery. I mean, you could throw
all of
that.
There is less trepidation about Andrew Luck than there is on the national
yeah.
the national front than there is Patrick Mahomes,
yeah,
which is weird.
And don't wade into those Colts message boards either. They're saying some stupid stuff.
I never would.
But
to Andrew Luck's credit, there's no question.
Right. He's going to be fine.
Remember 6 months ago?
We didn't know he was going to play.
I was like, I'm pretty sure he's done. I mean, they're not saying anything. I don't think this guy's going to ever play again. And now it's just like, oh, he's back. Okay, flip switch, and you're done.
And you're ready to rock and roll. And Andrew Luck is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, well, he's no Patrick Mahomes.
And I will say he gives them a massive chance, too.
Sure he does. I think you're looking at right now the two best quarterbacks, most talented, most impressive, if you will. I'm trying to figure out what superlative I'm looking for. Quarterbacks in the National Football League. I mean, between the two of them, what is it, 89 touchdowns and 5.5 miles of passing between the two of those guys? Those are impressive numbers. I mean, so this is going to be a quarterback show on Saturday afternoon, no question about it. And it's just going to be who doesn't make the mistake. And I don't think the Chiefs with the home crowd, I don't think the Chiefs are going to make a mistake.
It is weird to see the Colts kind of leaning on that one obvious knock on Patrick Mahomes, which is the fact that he hasn't been there before.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I don't know what you've seen over the course of 16 games games this year that wouldn't indicate that Patrick Mahomes is ready for that moment. And look, like, we've seen him play in big primetime games already. Now, his record isn't necessarily great in those games, but look, it's a team sport, okay? So we've got the Patriots game, you've got the Rams game, you've got these games that were these big high-profile moments. You tell me where Patrick Mahomes completely folded and crumbled. Now, I think you can make an argument for that Rams game at the end of the Rams game. Sure. There was some learning curve there, and he was definitely going through some of the bumps in the road. But outside of that, like, point to a time this year where you think that Patrick Mahomes is going to just crumble in the big situation, because I don't think you can find it.
And I don't think he is either. And I've been using all week when I've talked to folks around the country about this game, guys, is the baseball analogy. I really think this is where the DNA of his old man comes in, because Patrick Mahomes never lets one bad play become two bad plays. He just doesn't think about the bad. He just moves on. It's like, as a pitcher, if you give up a home run, you can't think about that and then screw up the next, you know, pitch. You can't worry about that and screw up the third pitch. If you give up a home run, you just got to move on to the next pitch. And I think when Mahomes makes a mistake, or the Chiefs go three and out or something like that, they're on to the next. I mean, there is no retaining of badness for Patrick Mahomes.
It's funny, too, because he's not the only one that, like, played baseball, right? But he seems to encompass those baseball
mentalities. But he's the only one that has the dad that played baseball that can put you in the right mindset.
I guess, but,
and I really wanted to, like, minimalize that when we first started talking about it last year.
Because it's crazy. You're like, okay, so he ran around a clubhouse and took a little BP with
Like, there's plenty of kids running around clubhouses.
But his dad is the quintessential athlete that can't let things bother you. He was a relief pitcher, for God's sakes. I mean, and let's be honest here. Pat Mahomes Sr. wasn't exactly Cy Young out there on the mound. Had a nice career. But I'm sure he gave up his fair share of home runs and had to forget about it.
And what'd he do? Come back the next day. And I mean, he is he's absolutely instilled. And I'm with you. I kind of poo-pooed all that being like, oh, there's plenty of kids running around clubhouses for years.
Drake LaRoche, the next Mickey Mantle.
Not every one of them develops into this, but he has acquired the best of that mindset to go ahead and have, I don't want to say blinders, because that's not the right thing, but just to be able to turn it around and not let anything bog you down.
It's really hard to do. Think about your everyday life. When something bad happens, you dwell on that for a long, long time. Something good happens, you're like, all right, that was cool, and you move on. It should be the other way around. You should remember how you got there to do the good things and forget about the bad things that have happened. You know, and he's just got an uncanny knack to do that. And I hate the expression, he doesn't know what he doesn't know, because I don't think that applies to Patrick Mahomes. I really think he has that ability to say, F this, and just move on to the next one. It's not a big deal. Because if you let it bother you, you're going to screw up the next one.
I honestly really think, and look, I told you guys, and if you go to the website right now, like, I'm done picking the Chiefs to win playoff games, but I'm on the cautiously optimistic side of the fence. Like, I don't think the Colts are going to win, but I'm not picking the Chiefs.
Right, because maybe now it's become a thing.
Maybe it's a stupid superstition.
No,
I don't know.
Fine.
But I honestly believe that if there is anybody that's going to get the Chiefs over this, well, we're jinxed, we're cursed, let's get us out of this mentality, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes, a guy who can put it back. He can compartmentalize it and say, let's just move on from that. Look, we talked to him earlier in the week, and he might not have given you the response that you wanted about it, Bob, but I think, genuinely, from a player standpoint, like, it's good to know that he's not letting that get in his head. It's good to know
that
the team's not bogging it down. Like, this is a new era, and we talked about it. And look, I hate to keep making the correlation between the Royals and the Chiefs,
but it's a good correlation to
like,
make. You know,
we had for 30 years George Brett, Frank White, like those guys to talk about. Now we have Hosmer, we have Moose, we have Eske, we have Kane, we have those guys to talk about now. This is that new era of
Johnny
Chiefs
Gomes.
Football. Sure. Like, this is that new era of Chiefs football. It's no longer the Lynn Dawsons of the world. It's the Patrick Mahomes era. It's time to get those demons out.
It is, and we will. And we're at Rally House, so we want you to come out today. We've got the sage here ready to go as well. We come packing sage today. And a lot of fun, Josh, out in that parking lot.
Yeah.
I can hear the DJ blaring right
That's
there.
Right. Come on out. 97th Quivera. It's the Rally House location. We'll be here throughout the morning today. Stores open as well. You can come get your shopping on as well for the big game. Donuts, food, all kinds of stuff going on. We hope to see you out here. 97th Quivera at the Rally House. Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. It's our fantasy pick to pop next.
Fesco in the morning.
You are looking live.
Good.
Rally House, 97th Quivera. Come join us. Massive tailgater getting underway this morning as we get set for the Chiefs and the Colts.
It is just a party outside right now. There is a disco ball and a DJ.
Yeah.
And it is, what, 6:15 in the morning?
Yeah, it is hopping, as the kids like to say, right?
These people know how to get after it.
That's what you get when you call Lot D and say, be here, and they show. And they show, and every day it was like, can we do this? Can we do? I'm like, do whatever you want.
This guy's respect the sausage hoodie is phenomenal.
That is really good. I do like that. That is fantastic. Thank goodness Rally House has this Chiefs chapstick for me this morning. I forgot to turn on that humidifier in my room last night, and I'm dry.
I have two things of chapstick in my pocket.
I'm not using your chapstick, though.
You can go finger to lip.
Plus, your son
have
a logo.
You've already gone lip and stuff, so I'm out, man. Like,
I don't have booties.
I don't care. I'm not using somebody else's chapstick, for God's sake.
Fine, I offered.
Plus, yours has a Chiefs logo.
It does. It has a Chiefs logo. Chiefs logo chapstick. I like it.
Much better. It is our fantasy pick to pop. Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. Each of us make a fantasy pick for the weekend. Monday at 6:15, when we ask for it, you call in. Tell us who had the best of the three of us in the fantasy weekend. Win yourself a $50 gift card and an assortment of barbecue sauce, Cajun butter, chicken and steak seasonings from Smokehouse Barbecue. This week we're going quarterbacks. I think Fesco's in the catbird seat today.
Yeah. Yeah,
somehow, someway, Bob managed to win a week.
Ryan's been dominating this thing all season long, but Bob won last week, so he has the first pick at quarterback this
week. Who do you think I'm taking with my first pick at quarterback today? Who? Who? Yell it loud. Yeah, baby. Come on. Yeah. You know who I'm taking. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought you were going to go with Andrew Luck.
No. Come on now.
I thought it was Tommy. We're going to go Tommy there?
Not going with Tom.
So Bob is taking Patrick Mahomes.
Kling, I'll give you the second pick this week. Who are you going to go with?
Then we prepare the booze.
Yeah?
Well, I'm not booze. Booze.
Booze. Yeah, the booze.
B-O-O-S?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do it.
Kind of have to, right?
You don't have to.
You don't have do to. If you pick who you take, who we think you're taking, you're taking a shot of this creamer.
I don't think the people listening know what you're talking about.
Can't do creamer and sage.
Yeah. Just say the name.
Just say the name.
I can't do it.
Say it.
I can't do it.
Say it.
I can't.
Pick it.
I don't have to, do I?
Pick him.
You're going to.
I don't have to.
Pick it.
No, I can't. I can't.
All right.
I can't do this. I can't do
who
that.
You going with?
I can't do this. I got to steal a pick.
Steal a pick then.
I'll take Drew Brees.
Oh! He pigeonholed you now,
he did,
Ryan.
He really did.
Because he steals from me, so now you got
to. I'm not going to take Andrew Luck because I'm not going to go down that road. I don't want to be booed here at Rally House.
That's right.
7th and Quivira in front of all these fine people. I will take Dak Prescott this week.
Oh, all right.
Let me tell you what. The Cowboys are pulling the upset on the Rams this week.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Now they may have the home field advantage in L.A., but they're not pulling that upset. Good-looking Sean McVay is schooling the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, thank you.
So Monday at 6:15, when we asked for it, Bob picked Patrick Mahomes. I have Drew Brees. Ryan has Dak Prescott. You tell us who had the best fantasy weekend of the three. It's going to be Mahomes. But your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue, 6:15 on Monday. $50 gift card and assortment of barbecue sauce, Cajun butter, chicken and steak seasonings from Smokehouse Barbecue. It is your fantasy pick to pop. Last night, hopefully you tuned in, Thursday nights at 6 here on 610 Sports Radio. It is the player show.
Yes.
And we have quite a few players on our show and throughout various shows, but we don't often let them, like, be in charge.
Yeah, they were in charge. There was no, like, radio slob with them last night.
Yeah,
right?
So Thursday nights at 6 throughout the postseason here.
Mm-hmm.
We let our players go, huh?
Yeah, we did. We had Danon Hughes, Joe Mays, and Sean Barber in studio together yesterday. And I listened to that hour of radio, man, and I laughed and I enjoyed it, and it was funny. But the moment of the day came. Like sometimes I think, and I like Sean Barber, and this is where I rip Sean Barber. Sometimes I think he's a little
fantasy
delusional.
Fantasy champion Sean Barber.
Yeah, fantasy champion. Yeah, right. So I at times
Danon
I think he's a little delusional. And last night he was really delusional because he played in that 2003 game against the Colts, you know, where they couldn't force a punt. And he was trying to make excuses why the defense played well that day.
Oh, wow.
And Danon Hughes is like, all right, enough is enough, and got on him. Here's how it went down last night.
Okay, you want to know
and
about the 03?
It seemed like he was talking, about the 03 Manning season? In 03 when there was no
talk
punts.
Let's talk about the no punt game. So we have a lot of fans that were sitting on the sideline here in Kansas City wishing the defense get the other team to punt. Well, guess what? There were some fans in Indianapolis wishing their defense made the Chiefs punt. Neither team, neither fan base got what they want. But you know what the Indianapolis fan base got? They got ball security. Chris Holmes dropping the ball. And they got their receivers not needing to push off Tony Gonzalez in the end zone.
You know
what causes the field goal.
You know what I got in that game? Whiplash. Because I kept looking back and forth down the field when y'all
both
couldn't stop
teams.
Nobody. My neck was hurting.
What
it's
about
like watching a tennis match.
The Colts defense couldn't stop us. We couldn't stop the Colts. So both defenses, I had 10 tackles, two tackles for loss, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
so
yeah, he liked to throw them stats out there.
Feel himself a little bit.
One of 11. As a defense, we didn't get it done. So those stats, you know, like I said, if I had 20 tackles, it wouldn't have mattered, right? Because at the end of the day, we were trying to stop them.
Did you force a fumble or anything? Couldn't you do that?
I just now said that they did not turn the ball over. And so you look at two equally matched teams. Both had top-ranked offenses and both had bottom-ranked defenses. So the difference in that ball game was they didn't make the mistakes that offense made.
But, hey, for real making
though.
Tackles is different than making plays. You couldn't make a play? I mean, I get my nephew out there to go out and tackle somebody.
You didn't hit the two tackles for loss? How many tackles? You think those just come from a linebacker position just making tackles for loss?
Nah, they don't come easy.
They don't come easy, bro.
Man, y'all.
Bro.
What about a turnover? Can we get a turnover?
Hey, man, I stripped it. I tried to.
Heck.
Yeah, you tried it. You tried to create, it's called a turnover reason. It's called you try to take it away. Sucker.
Oh, my gosh. At least you played against, Peyton Manning was in that game. Couple of Hall of Famers, Marvin Harrison also.
You ain't played since the
Ryan
ball
Milcher?
Became a you still play with a pigskin. The ball got – you don't even know what it was like to feel a real football be thrown at you.
Hey, I got in the game right after leather helmets, right after, a couple years after.
Now – that dude was trying to make excuses.
That was the debut of that show.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Any of us try that with Sean Barber, we're in a headlock.
Okay? Yeah.
It does take a former player to bust him like that. But, boy, Dana didn't back down.
No, well, of course not. I mean, they didn't force the Colts to punt that day. And here's Sean Barber out here
ripping
living
out
in some delusional world going, I had two tackles for loss.
Defensive
know what game
stats
you were watching.
In that game?
I mean, unbelievable, man. Unfreaking believable. He's trying to make excuses for the defense and try to pin it all on Priest Holmes for fumbling the football. Hey! Hey, make a stop, man. Just get one stop. That's all you got to do is have one stop in that game.
You think tackles for loss just happened,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, they just happened. Well, ask the two middle linebackers for the Chiefs that right now because they got 9 combined for the year. Sean Barber had 2 by himself against the Colts that day.
Pretty good.
So check out the player show on Thursday nights at 6. We may have to separate them after week 1. We'll see. Well, I might separate them a little later on in the show today. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's Ralph, man. That's Ralph with the Chiefs bus coming in.
Little train whistle on the way in. We're at 97th and Quivira, the Rally House location. Tailgating for this big matchup. Come on out. Tons of stuff to sign up and win. $100 Rally House gift card will be given away today.
Right.
$250 ticket credit. One night stay for an executive suite.
That's the fancy suite.
Sheridan Crown Center.
Sheridan Crown Center. And tickets and more to give away. We'll be playing a little cornhole tournament coming up at 7:30. We're going to start registration for that at 6:30 if you want to play in that for a chance to win a fantastic cornhole set.
That's right. Yeah, it's a you can see it right over here if you come out here to 97th and Quivira. It's set up right by the cornhole tournament, but it is a really sweet set from our friends over at Wild Sports. Features the logo of your favorite local football club.
There you go.
Well done. 69306.
Trying to keep legal.
On the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line, we will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. And everybody needs a few breaks. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.
Hour away from a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Be listening for that keyword coming up at 7:30. And then remember 72881, the text number for that. We are live at Rally House, 97th and Quivira. We're tailgating to get set for the matchup. Chiefs and Colts, and Fesco has been dispatched to the parking lot. Fesco.
Yeah, it's insane out here, Josh. I mean, I'm looking around. I'm counting 1, 2, 3 different big-time Chiefs buses. We've got tailgate spreads going on. We've got Chiefs trucks all decorated. We've got a DJ out here in the parking lot. We've got super fans all over the place, in from all over the country. We've got guys from Jersey. We got guys from Colorado out here. We got a gal from Florida who's driving up and is in Nashville right now on her way, trying to get here at some point for the show. I don't know if she'll make it from Nashville, but it's insane out here in the parking lot, man. We're going to have free wings beginning at 7 o'clock from a bunch of different restaurants out here. And my guy Ralph is making his famous burnt-end chili. I'm surprised Ryan's not out here, you know, in his bus trying to get some of that burnt-end chili. But these guys are all fired up. We've got the dueling Tims out here as well. And let's get some Chiefs love, guys.
Let's go!
Chiefs love! Let's go!
You can hear it out in the parking lot, fellas. Like, everybody's ready to go for this game since yesterday, since Tuesday, since Monday. I mean, the people are fired up in town for this. It's going to be a spectacle out here at Rally House today, and especially around 7 o'clock when we start all the free food. But Tailgate Ted set up. He's ready to go. He's got, like, burners and chafing dishes and things like that with food. So get on out here, and we're going to have some fun all morning long. The party is scheduled to end at 10 o'clock, but I'm sure if you want to continue and hang out and have a good time all afternoon, nobody's going to stop you. I'm going to come back inside now. It's getting a little cold out here for me.
Vesco out in the parking lot. I mean,
I heard like a low growl going on there, too.
We're pros in Kansas City, and that's what we're counting on. We always hear Kansas City loves to tailgate, so we're tailgating early today. Come on out and join us, 97th at Quivira, the Rally House location in the parking lot out front. The Rally House door open as well. Come get some shopping done today as well. We're getting registration started for the Cornhole Tournament, which will come up at 7:30 today, but you can register for that. 69306 on the Protein House, E with the Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a minute. But Luck is involved, and not Andrew Luck, but there is Luck involved with any, I guess, team that is built and plays for the postseason. And ESPN wrote a piece about kind of that lucky, what had to happen for a team to be lucky to be in a playoff or be a playoff roster. And I don't call it luck, guys, but the thing that they mentioned, if another team had the forethought, could have really wrecked us. Luckily, they didn't. Their lucky piece that had to happen, April 27th, 2017, the Bills decide Patrick Mahomes isn't their franchise quarterback.
How stupid are the Buffalo Bills right now, right? Like, they're looking at this and they're going, now they got their guy in Josh Allen, I guess, but I think they would trade you Josh Allen and their entire franchise to have Patrick Mahomes. Like, they're sitting there with that 10th pick, and John Dorsey at the time was the general manager. He hoodwinked and swindled the Buffalo Bills into giving up that number 10 overall pick. And I don't even remember what else the Chiefs gave up, like the 27th pick that year or whatever the heck it was, and a first-round pick the following year. And I remember at that time people were like, oh, we gave up a first-round pick. I hope this guy's good. You don't even care what the Chiefs gave up right now for Patrick Mahomes. They could have sold Norma Hunt for Patrick Mahomes and everybody would have been okay with it.
At the time, I remember it was they gave up 2 first-round picks.
Yeah.
Well, pans out, I don't really care.
Yeah.
And even at the moment,
I was up 4.
Even at the moment, I'm like, I don't care. If it works, I don't care. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work, or you try to get a pick back and you do something later. But
right.
I didn't think the price was too heavy.
I didn't
at
either.
All, even at the moment. And then now you're like, I really don't, really, really don't care what they gave up to get the quarterback.
Yeah.
So the lucky moment happened when the Bills decided Patrick Mahomes wasn't their guy, and they traded their first-round pick to the Chiefs.
Yep. That's going to be that thing that we talk about for like years to come, right?
Oh,
every time
sure.
The Bills and the Chiefs play, they're going to trot out some pre-produced package about how they traded that pick, and it'll have Goodell coming out there, and the Chiefs with the 10th pick. And we're going to see that for years to come. And that's one of those moments where, you know, it really does define your franchise.
Right.
And for the Bills, it's going to define some ineptitude for years to come, because they will constantly be mocked for passing on Patrick Mahomes. And look, 9 other teams did as well.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Let's not lump the Bills in there and say they're alone in it. 9 other teams thought they were. And look, with Deshaun Watson on the board, with Patrick Mahomes still out there, Mitch Trubisky taken earlier in the draft, like, those guys will always be tied together. But I just think it's amazing that this is going to be the story that constantly defines the Chiefs.
There's no guarantee that if Mahomes went to the Bills, he would have this kind of success. I think it's the perfect storm with the weapons, with Andy Reid, with Matt Nagy out there.
Right.
The coaching staff, I still think, as much as I talk about I could be that NFL head coach, I think it's still very important that you surround these guys with brilliant coaching minds, because we've seen so many quarterbacks fail because they were surrounded by the wrong head coaches, a Todd Haley. You know, I still think Matt Castle would have been a hell of a lot better at that quarterback position if Todd Haley was nowhere to be found, because the year that Todd Haley really kind of relinquished things to Charlie Weiss, Matt Castle had himself
a
good year.
Really good.
Coaches can ruin quarterbacks and make quarterbacks, and we're seeing the perfect storm here in Kansas City. Let's shout it out. 69306 on the Pepper Jack Eat With a Purpose text line today. Ryan, what do we got going on?
816.
I mean, unless Nick back in the studio wants to do it.
Right, yeah.
God, let it go, Kling. Yeah.
No, Ryan, what do we have?
Yeah, you don't like how it feels, do you, Bob? Let's see here. 816 says, last night, my wife compared me to a college basketball star, one and done.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's not a good comparison to be. I thought you were going to compare yourself to a college basketball team. Some school named Pacific scored 36 points against Gonzaga last night.
Wow.
It was a full game.
A full game. 40 minutes.
36 points last night. So I thought you were going to compare it to that and saying you're not living up to standards.
Interesting. But, you know. Yeah. Never better.
I don't think this guy's saying he scored 36 times.
No.
Just flip it on her.
Just guessing.
You've never been better.
Never been better.
Never been better. That's right. What is a pirate's favorite letter? Asked the 816.
R.
Says you'd think it's R, but it's the C. I love me some bad jokes. Wasabi mayo.
You know, there's a wasabi sauce that I buy. I told you about it from Kikkoman. That's really, 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 really good. I use it as a salad dressing. You can put it on anything. It's fantastic stuff. So I highly recommend that. Yeah.
The tromboner.
Can't say that.
Should have read that before I started reading it on the air. If your mom was a wing flavor, she'd be blazing hot.
Ah, all right. You see my mother, huh?
No.
I think mine would be a dry rub.
I don't know why that sounds that
sounds way worse.
Yeah, maybe it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Game of Thrones is the best TV show ever, says the 707.
Best TV show ever for me is always going to be Seinfeld, I think.
I thought you were going to go with the Golden Girls.
That's up there. That's probably two. Mm-hmm. Doing your Mount Rushmore TV shows.
Game of Thrones has been on like a couple years now, so in about five years I'll start it.
816 says caramel M&Ms are the bomb.
See, I disagree.
Why do you keep texting into the show, right?
I'm not. I'm just trying to spread the love of the caramel M&Ms.
Peanut butter, peanut, or plain. Those are the way you get.
Regular.
Except the pretzel one. The pretzel one is kind of a, like, let's call the pretzel one like the Oakland Raiders of M&Ms. It just sucks.
Bone-in ribeye. Is that an option?
Yeah, you can get it with the bone, yeah. Gives that extra flavor.
I didn't even know that was an option.
I'm sure there's one cooking in the parking lot right now.
Have you seen
tailgate kids spread out here today?
No, I'm on my way out there right now.
Unbelievable.
816 says, why when you're single, girls are so hard to find, yet when you get in a relationship, they come out of the woodwork.
Because women like a challenge, and if you're taken, that they look at that as like a challenge.
They look forward to the challenge?
They look forward to the challenge, absolutely.
Are you well coached?
I am well coached.
Okay.
Do you play hard?
Try to play hard.
Yeah.
913 asks, instructions to cook the frozen pizza says 17 to 21. How long are you cooking it for?
Yeah, I hate those, like, ranges. I put it, like, right in the middle. So 17 to 21, I'm doing about 19.
I set the timer for 17. I check at 17.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The cheese is properly melted.
Do you care more about the cheese being cooked properly or the crust?
The crust.
Yeah.
I mean, if the crust is done, the cheese will follow.
Do you do a pizza stone or do you put it right on the rack?
I own a stone. I don't use it often. Yeah. You have to heat it up for like a half an hour.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that. I just thought you threw it on there. Oh, I didn't know. That's why it doesn't work so well, I guess.
Everyone on ESPN picked the Colts. Well, everyone on ESPN sucks.
And everyone on ESPN is going to get a nice big poop burger to eat about 7 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Not a surprise. A lot
people want
to
know what the trombone joke was. I can't finish the trombone joke.
That'll be on the
I think that was the joke, actually.
Yeah, it really was. Shout out to the folks at Quinto Coffee for bringing by.
Is this coffee or beer?
It's cold brew coffee.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Really good. This is the playoff edition.
Okay.
You can't just twist it off, Bob. Here's a bottle opener.
It's a bottle opener.
Did you see how hard he twisted that, though? Did you cut yourself?
No.
I've got another injury to talk about.
Just open it with your teeth.
That is Shouted Out, brought to you by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. Our key play coming up and Fesco's keys to a Chiefs win. We're live at Rally House, 97th of the Quivira. Come on out. Tailgating until 10 or whenever we shut it down here on 610 Sports Radio.
Fesco in the morning.
Time for the key play, brought to you by Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. They are in the crossroads. Check them out. Open for breakfast, open for lunch. They will cater breakfast and lunch to your home or office as well. Check them out, Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Our key play comes from the NBA last night. You mentioned Fesco, a college game that had just 36 points from one team.
Yeah, it was really good. Very fun game.
Not the case in the NBA last night.
There's DeRozan around a screen by Pirtle. Off to Aldridge, top of the lane. Aldridge drives inside on Drummond. Runner good for LaMarcus Aldridge. Aldridge has 25, and the Spurs lead 111-95.
111-95, but that wasn't even close to the final. Spurs Thunder last night. That was the Spurs Radio Network. 301 points.
Wow.
154-147.
That's
Spurs.
A lot of points.
Double overtime win, LaMarcus Aldridge with 56.
56, so he had 20 more points than Pacific did in an entire college basketball game last night.
Correct. Yeah. So
never better.
301 points.
It's never been better in
and,
college basketball.
I know you were curious as to what Russell Westbrook, he had 24.
Oh, see, Russell can't even step up in a big-time game, can he?
He only had 24 for the Thunder. Paul George with 30, but 154-147. Game last night in the NBA. Pretty fun. All right. You can go to 610sports.com and check out Fesco's blog and your keys to a victory tomorrow.
Yeah, number one for me, and I think it's really key, and we're already starting it here today, is keep that crowd high, baby, because I think this crowd is going to be stoked up tomorrow at Arrowhead Stadium. They're already stoked up in the parking lot here at Rally House and inside Rally House as well, and you want to keep them going. You want to keep that crowd going. Remember when Dante Hall was at Rally House with us a couple of weeks ago, and the one thing that he said that I think probably will stick with me to the day I die: coaches start to call plays based on the mood of the crowd. And if the crowd starts to get a little tense and tight, coaches start to tend to get a little tense and tight. And so we've got to keep the crowd high, keep the crowd loose, keep the crowd energetic, keep the crowd fun.
Keep Andy loose
because ultimately the crowd does have an effect. And that's coming from a former player. Said, oh, yeah, the crowd definitely affects on how we call the game.
And who is his coach?
And his coach was Dick Vermeil and Al Saunders. Yeah.
Two pretty calm, cool, collected veteran guys.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
He thought could be affected by, I guess, the mood.
The mood of the crowd. And so we've got to keep that crowd up and that crowd excited, because it definitely has a kind of a, if you will, a rollover effect on what's going on the field. Number two for me, it's simple, it's easy, it's stopping the run. And if you can go out there
and shut down
Marlon Mack. Well, it's a simple philosophy.
Concept, yes.
I remember in high school football, every week the coach used to put on the board, you know, here are the keys, stop the run, run the football. And every week, no matter who we were playing, those were the keys. And I think it's important this week because of what Marlon Mack did against Houston. If he goes for 150 against the Chiefs, it's going to be a difficult day for our guys. So they got to get out there and establish early. Nobody's running the football. And they got to punch the Indianapolis Colts right in the face and bloody their nose and leave them for dead early on in this game. That's what we need to do for me, is stopping the run. Number three, and I've been saying this all week, I'll continue to say it, it's all I want. Can we get just two plays on defense, Josh? Can we get just two plays on defense this week, whether it's a strip sack, whether it's a fumble recovery, whether it's an interception?
All of those,
That'd be great. Just two plays that is going to flip the script. Give the Chiefs that extra possession on offense. The Chiefs get an extra possession on offense with Patrick Mahomes. That's going to be points. I'm not asking for a perfect game. I'm not asking for a certain number of yards. I'm asking for two plays by this defense, because if you can make two plays, that can change the entire outcome of the game.
Not to be greedy, but when would you want those to happen?
I don't care.
Do you want the two early so you can set the tone and hopefully try to run away and have somebody try to catch you? Or do you want that big play late in a tight game from a defense that hasn't had those plays late in the game?
Here's how I'm envisioning it. Early, we'll get one, and then there will be one late where Indy's trying to drive to maybe tie the game or something like that, right?
And
Justin
starting to
Houston
get nervous.
Comes around the edge and gets that strip sack just like he did against the Baltimore Ravens a couple of weeks ago at Arrowhead. So give me one in the first half. Okay. Give me one in the second half. Two plays, man. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm asking for two plays in this game by the defense. If they can do that, man, victory will be ours. Number four, don't turn it over. I don't feel like the Chiefs have been a turnover machine at all this year. I don't know what the stats are. I'm not going to look at the stats, but I don't feel like they turn the football over. Keep that going, man. Don't put the ball on the ground. Don't give the Colts that extra possession. Extra possessions change the game. Extra possessions make you play at a disadvantage. And so for me, just don't turn it over. Turnover-free game equals a victory for the Chiefs.
I mean, turnovers are huge, and sometimes you say in a big game, yeah, limit those things. But, yeah, I don't have that feel. I'm with you. I don't have that feel that this has been at all, and their numbers do point out that they haven't been, but
right.
that they have not been a turnover-prone team all season. They're plus nine
plus
turnover
nine.
Margin and top 10 in giveaways. So they haven't been a team that's been prone to that.
Right.
And you have to, as much as you say, don't change who you are, in that instance, don't change who you are.
Do what you
In the postseason, which is be pretty pretty frugal with the football.
Yeah, and finally for me, and we've talked about this a lot, because Andy Reid is legitimately like 100 games over 500 when the team is leading at halftime. I mean, he is almost unbeatable when his team has a halftime lead. So grab an early lead. And for me, and I've kind of felt this way beginning about Wednesday, if you win the coin toss this week, you take the ball.
Go, go, go.
You take the ball and you set the tone and you do it early. And that's your strength. Your strength is your offense. You go up 7-0 early, the immediate pressure that is put on the Indianapolis Colts is ratcheted up 10 times. Because if you don't score, if you're Indianapolis and match that first seven, now you're down 14, essentially, because the Chiefs are going to move it down the field. You could lose that game early if you're Indianapolis by getting behind early and you start to try to play catch-up and do stupid things. It's not good. So for me, this is a key week to take the football when you win the coin toss. Don't defer. I don't need a second half deal. I want it to start, and I want to set the tone early by the offense, and I want to be up 7-0 before Andrew Luck even puts on his panties.
One, you mentioned the mood.
Right.
Right? You can set the mood as well for the stadium, right?
Absolutely, man.
By doing those things early. I've always felt defer is such – you want to make a decision in your life, right, with everything.
Yeah.
I always hated defer. It's like, I'll wait till the second half. No,
right.
Let's take the ball and go. I'm with you. I hope that's the case. I don't know if we can convince them to do that or not.
Right.
You know, most teams do defer if they win the toss, but I would like to see them take the ball and go score.
But I gave you that stat this week that I saw three of the four teams that won the coin toss this week in the NFL playoffs this past week deferred, and all three lost the game. Like, that's a bizarre stat. So that hit me really hard. I'm like, wow, they all deferred, and they all lost. And I don't know if that's a pattern or what, but – your best unit is your offense. Your best players are on offense. Your best chance to win is to have the football. Why would you put your defense out there first, right? Because the worst thing that could happen is Indy just moves right down the field like they did against Houston, and then the anus of everybody in the crowd tightens up, and everybody's sitting there going, ugh!
It's not the time of the year to say, I got your back.
Yeah.
I got your back. I'm going to go trust you. No, just go score the football and put them in a deficit.
Right, because if the defense gives up a seven-point gives up a touchdown early, and we're down seven, you know what that mood is going to be inside that arena. You know what people are going to be feeling. Oh, no, here we go. And then you have that nervous energy. And then, as Dante Hall told us, maybe the players and coaches have that nervous energy a little bit too, because now you're down already 7-0. So you got to get that ball. You got to score first. That's your best chance to win.
You know what also could happen? The Colts could win the toss and defer.
Yeah.
Then you get the ball first.
Then you get the ball first. Yeah. Perfect.
Like, that could be their worst nightmare, too, you know?
Yeah, but I think if you're the Colts or if you're the Chiefs, whoever you are
you
in this game, you're taking the ball because that's your best chance to win.
You can check out Fesco's blog at 610sports.com. And of course, you also tagged in a video of the Andy Reid punt, pass, and kick competition, which I think just basically should be attached to every single blog we post at 610sports.com. If you can get Andy Ryad punting against some very small competitors.
Andrew Ryad.
I'm upset you guys shot down my idea to have a punt, pass, and kick competition out here today.
I don't know that we could have done that inside. The ceilings are too low.
I was going to do it outside.
Oh, okay.
That's an option.
Yeah, it is.
I was just outside.
Yeah,
not only
am
I a little bit chilly, but there are people out there. There was something called a rattlesnake egg getting made. It's like hot sausage and cream cheese and stuff wrapped up to. It sounds really
good. Okay, we're not actually skinning rattlesnakes in the parking lot.
No. We're not skinning actual rattlesnakes,
checking.
But they sound amazing.
Not that you can't. Not that we're telling you no.
Yeah, you do whatever you want.
I mean, the party's popping out there. They got the DJ going. They've got grills going. They've got everything. The restaurant's starting to show up now with all the wings. So it is going to be popping out here all the way up until 10 a.m.
It's pretty good out there.
It is. You weren't like Bob and I, we were nervous wrecks all week getting this thing going together, yeah. and it was like planning a wedding is what Bob said to yeah. me. So yeah, it's popping out there, and it is a lot of fun, so come out and see us.
From a wedding standpoint too, where like people who don't know each other right now are going to become best friends by the time the night's over, exchange cell phones and start texting, we need to hang out more type of deal like you do at a wedding. That's taking place in the parking lot right now.
As in, and more, and actually it will happen. Unlike those other times you go, we should do this more often.
Right.
You'll be doing it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
with these same people yeah. out at Arrowhead. You'll make buddies to go tailgate with
right.
tomorrow, if nothing else.
Yeah,
so come on out. Rally House, 97th and Quivira location. Get registered to play a little cornhole. We're going to start that tournament at, what, 7:30? 7:30.
So coming up here in about a half an hour, we're going to get that going. We've taken all the registration, but you can still come out to win. $100 gift card to Rally House, $250 gift certificate to Ticket Boat. I hear there's a pretty important game coming up on Saturday. You might want to spend that ticket voucher
maybe.
On. You could do that if you like. A one-night stay at the Executive Suite at the at the Westin.
And also, Sheridan.
Sheridan. Yeah. I had it right the first time. A year's worth of smoothies. We got K-State tickets. We got all sorts of stuff for you, so come on out today.
And all free food, too. That's the other thing I want to stress. Everybody keeps asking. Everything is free.
For the price of on the house.
Yes, that's exactly right. So come on out, eat for free in the parking lot, party with us, get your tailgate going on. And at 7:15, we got a cool thing that's really going to be happening at 7:15 today. So if you want to be in the parking lot for that at 7:15, I think it's something you definitely want to be part of.
And Rally House is open as well. There's
yep.
something to be said about like getting away with like early shopping in a store that's not normally open.
I know. It's like, we're not supposed to
yeah,
be
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yeah. You can make purchases at Rally House because they're open. Yes, Rally House open here at 97th Quivira. Come on out. Tailgating until 10 or beyond. All right, here on 610 Sports Radio. Coming up, Nick will have our update.
Yes, that's right. He's got
just,
it.
God, let it
he's
go,
just,
man.
He's just going to roll through this thing today. a big-time check mark can be had on Saturday as well. We'll explain in 2 minutes next.
Fesco in the morning.